Ain't good, I don't know. I'm always happy and glad to testify the things that Yahweh has revealed to me. And I want to say that there is a lot of things that is possible to me. I hardly understand. But I know all of you enjoy this God's blessing. And we're glad, happy, a woman to have that much ability and knowledge about the purpose of Yahweh, or Yahweh and his eternal purpose. It takes a little bit of study to come upon these things and reveal it to you. And I want to say this too. There are many things. That belongs to Yahweh, that he reveals unto his servant, that he just simply does not reveal to everybody that comes along. And another thing about this whole situation is, now, a person don't just turn up to be a preacher that, you know, just because they want to be doing something. Every last one of them, the United States, they were ordained or predestined to be a minister. They were called in Yahweh way back to the foundation of the earth. Now, a lot of people wouldn't want to believe that, but nevertheless, it was covered. And he had a record of it would be kind of hard to do things if Yahweh had your name back there in the middle way back there, Freddie Allen, Roger Jackson, and all like that. You find those things, it just don't sound like that much. You ought to be telling them. But it is. Yes, indeed. Now, there's so many deep esoteric secrets that could be learned if we were just obedient, that we really need to know. And that's been my interest in the last 3 or 4 years. And I've been bearing down pretty hard in 6 years. Because there you were about things that you should know. And now, there's no need of you going anywhere else, because they just don't know. Now, that's a sentence right there. Maybe let's stand again and say that. See? Because somebody thinks that this pastor out there knows this, he knows that, and he knows that, and he don't know a thing about it. Now, Dr. Pat Matthew just got some tests about that. And every minute that he gets up, it's on his floor. See? And Dr. Pat brings some things this morning that the minister that simply don't know nothing about it. Don't even have no idea about it. See? Just like Dr. Pat Matthew said there again, that said John Armstrong wrote this Ambassador College of his, in Pasadena, he said that his father didn't know a whole lot of things his father didn't know. And neither did he. Now that was said when I was in Springfield. And Dr. Hart called me up, I believe, on the telephone. Is that right? And told me that Ted Garner Armstrong was on the phone. And I happened to be at Bob Buckingham's house at the time. And the TV was right on, you see, at that time. And I heard him say it myself. See, that there was a whole lot of things his father didn't know. Now his father claims to be the one that Yahweh has sent in the world and the end of this day to straighten his world out, see. And so he said there was Ted Johnny said there was a lot of things he didn't know. I do agree with him on that. And he said it was a nice thing he didn't know, too. And now, there are two real facts in the matter. Now, he said that the thing that he said, for example, of the thing that they didn't know, he said that his father nor he did not know that Jesus was back there with Moses. That's what he was. But they didn't know. Now, that's what he told you. Now, they got that book from us. We sent it to Ambassador Carter. And we have contacted quite a few of these radio people. Amen. And every once in a while, they ease up on something, but they don't want you to know. Just like they've already told you where they got it from. See? Now, he didn't tell you where he got it from. But now, you see, suppose you look at Deuteronomy 29:29. Maybe I can just say that to you. I don't want to go along. I want to tell you some deep things, and so it's hard for me to express you and show you exactly what I'm talking about. The secret things belong unto Yahweh our Elohim. Now the secret things belong unto Yahweh our Elohim. See? Now they belong to him, the secret things. Now you can't get a hold of one of them things, you see what I mean? Now, Simon said this, much study is awareness of the fact. Now you can get your hand dropped off. See? And that's just not going to reveal one in secrecy. It just won't do it. So, Yahweh just has to have to reveal them to you. Now all this work done is a deep, esoteric secret, and it is a divine revelation. Come direct from Yahweh. And there is anybody in this place or in the world that has enough sense to go out and to make these gods like this. They ain't got that much sense. Now that goes for me too. I never did have that much sense. See? Now I wouldn't like anybody even give me credit for having that much sense. And if I told you that I only went to the 6th grade of elementary school, see, then you'd want to say that you understood these things. You'd want to say, well, now you're lying about that. That's what a lot of preachers say about mine. And some of them knew me from a child or two. And they said he went to somewhere. He couldn't use all his words, as they call them, see, unless he had went to school. And the dean of Wittenberg University said, well, Dr. Cook did in script, manuscripted results. And he said, what you have to do is take the dictionary and lay it down the side of it, the script, and then say them long-winded words, while it would take almost 3 or 4 pages to explain one of those words. Before you could get into the essence of it at all, you got such words that, now, when you think of this, see, and the fact is that he can resist him, when you say, or the creation, can you say that from God's margin? Now then, when we get over here, in the end, that's the fallacy. When we want to describe him as having taken a form, we say that he's the great heavenly anthropomorphic being. Now, see, if you haven't went to school, you wouldn't know nothing about what we were talking about. And there's just so many of the words that we, Sister Mary and I, had to spend about nearly 2 years. Just wasn't taking them words out. That Dr. Dalton asked me here, and some of the boys back there too. They wanted a manuscript that was, they wanted this school to be an outstanding thing. So they said, now you go ahead on and use words, and if we don't understand what you're talking about, or if we don't understand the words you use, then we'll look it up. Don't have it, see. And pure academic terminology, see. That's what I did. Then when I read it, they didn't know what I was talking about. Now the first book that we put out, now I worked with that thing in the 6th now for around 2 years, this is what we did. Just pulling out words, but words is that thing. That's just a whole lot of words. Now for me to tell you that I only went to the 6th grade of elementary school, now it sounds like a bad-faced lie. And then if you took that thing right back at Arsenal, you see, I couldn't learn nothing like that in the 6th grade, you know that. See, that's what makes it sound like a lie, you see. See? Well, it has its own material. See? It's really good. And then actually, I refused. I began to think about it. I said, now, wait a minute, kid. I don't understand why God would give me something like this. And no good, well, I haven't got no background. None of my folks have amounted to nothing. See? When it comes to education and learning and all like that, and I said, yeah, I think there's been something wrong here somewhere. And when I began to consider, see, I was called a bibliomaniac or a walking Bible. What the apostle said, he said, not many wise and not many noble of house. I said, not much since me. But Yahweh has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the mighty. I said, oh, now that's 1649. I began to think those things, see. But I tell you, folks, when I had that vision, I honestly did not understand. And the meaning of it hasn't been revealed to me. That is, I had to choose that all the time. And then it was revealed to me that way. Now, there's some things, for example, one of the things that Dr. Harris said this morning, that a minister stood in this pulpit and said that what about this? It makes me think of Ted Garner Armstrong. He said, we got an article there now, see. Good News, that's a new magazine that they put out. He said the water baptism was the essential of salvation. And he went on to tell them that if you want to do that for the book, you get all about water baptism, see. So Dr. Harris said that this morning that Ted John the Baptist, now you think about this. John the Baptist baptized the Jews didn't baptize no Gentiles now. See, baptized the Jews that were accepted, and there were some of them that didn't accept it at all. Rejected it. See, now look now, and listen. That man said, standing in this pulpit right here, in this building, said that the water baptism was to wash away your filthy sins. Is that what you see? Is that what you see? Now, quite a few of you sat here and heard that man say that. Water baptism, and then what it was for was to wash away your filth and sin. Well, now, John baptized here in the River Jordan before he died. That's right. Now then, if water baptism, and look, I like to show it. Now, here's something else I've been intending to do ever since I made these stuff. And this will be the first time I ever said anything about it. And that's the river, you see, coming down this way. The River Jordan coming down this way. Now, I put this up here to let you know that I know that the River Jordan don't run across like this. Now, if you take your Bible and look in the back, and get your mouth, then you will see that it don't. See? It don't run like this. But now, if you put the tabernacle on it, and place it in there like it belongs to thee, the tabernacle, then, if this is like And that river manifests more than one thing. But now here's what I want to say about it. He had come down from the Sea of Galilee, or Gennesaret, see, and had flowed on down into the Dead Sea, or the Salt Sea, see, and entered into that. And they crossed that river, you see, before it got into the Dead Sea, just above the Dead Sea. Now, if one baptism washed away your sin, you see, then it was awful stupid in the Savior to die out there on the cross for our sin. Now, you see, you don't need no sense to see that. You don't need no sense whatsoever to see that. And yet he did. In the Roman Catholic Church, and in many of the Protestant churches, they all believe in water baptism. And they think that Jesus said for us to go and be baptized. And you don't have one scripture nowhere in your Bible. Now we got some good Bible students in here too, and we got some concordant scripture. But now, if you happen to be one of them under the healers, you start looking right now and look up to see what I'm going to say when you get what I'm going to say. Yahweh is Lord on Yahshua, the Father, the Word of Son, or the Holy Spirit. The Lord God, Jesus Christ. Jehovah, Allah, Baal, never in the history of the world say anything about a Gentile getting baptized in physical water. That's enough. In your Bible, from back to back, from Genesis over to Revelation. Now, if you think so, I'll give you a question. You might read to me. You got concord, and you want some help, you need some help. You think it's in there, and you don't know just where it is, while you tell us where you think it is, and we'll just stop you and find you, see, and leave to you. That's not in the Bible. That's concord to the truth. See? Now, everybody, remember now, I'll give you a break. Now, you can see then, if that was necessary for him to, them to be baptized, before that, to wash away their sins should have been, according to the way that river run, it all been in the Dead Sea. That is their sin. Wash away. Now, please, Revelation. I think it's about 1:9. And then somebody gets John, the first epistle, and I think it's the third chapter. What is it? Is that the chapter you have? Yes, that's right. If we walk in the light, read it.
1 John 1:7.
But if we walk in the light,
as he is in the light,
we have fellowship
one with another.
And the blood
of Joshua the Messiah.
Cleanses
us from all sin.
Now that's denial. See? And mock thing. All kinds. Now they got different kinds in the Roman Catholic Church. But whatever kind it is, it'll cleanse you from it. See? Everything but blasphemy. See that now? Now, you know, Revelation, I think, 1:6. Now, even them words,
got them, they didn't have no intention of revealing no secrets or nothing like that. And it's a condition, they didn't have no idea of that. But see, freedom. Now that's what took place in the wilderness, you see.
Talk about the nine attributes, the nine planets.